بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. الحمد لله respected dialysis and brothers, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with so many ni'mat and so many bounties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You count and enumerate the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll never be able to do so. You'll never be able to enumerate and count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the time our eyes open in the morning till we go to sleep, even while we are sleeping, we are enjoying the favors and the ni'mat and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted it to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see how we use these bounties in His obedience or His disobedience. This is the shukr for the ni'mat. If you use it in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. We use these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This we have been grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these favors, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase us in these favors. But my respected dearlies and brothers, if we use these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are making nashukri to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these favors. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. That my punishment is very severe. Respected the Alism, all these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to ponder about the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all these favors. And the greatest favor which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given each and every one of us, respected the Alism, this is kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is iman. This is the greatest favor a person can have. And a person will only realize the value of this favor the day his eyes close. Then he will realize the value of this kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. My respected dearlies and brothers, that's why we have to make effort on this kalima la ilaha illallah. We have to make effort on this iman which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Kalima la ilaha illallah is just on our tongue. We have to make an effort till mawt how we can bring this kalima from our tongue into our heart. And this is a lifetime effort. So we can pass it with this kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Some Bedouins came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have brought iman. So immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses. قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you haven't brought iman. You have only brought Islam. You have accepted the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم. Because iman hasn't entered your heart as yet. This an effort is required, my respected Alism brothers, to bring it from the tongue unto this heart. And how are we going to bring it from the tongue unto this heart, my respected Alism brothers? We have to speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to speak about the greatest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected Alism brothers, daily, that's how we say, minimum 25 times a day. We have to speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the greatest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, till the yaqeen of what we are seeing enters our heart. Again and again, we have to say it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my khaliq. There is no khaliq besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my raziq. If there's no raziq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my sustainer. If there's no sustainer besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't speak about this, my respected Alism brothers, then the da'wat of batil, when we hear the da'wat of batil, our heart will immediately take an effect. My respected Alism brothers, the da'wat of batil is that if I go and I study, then I will get a good job. And if I get a good job, I will get a good salary. If I get a good salary, then I can enjoy the pleasures of this world. I can have nice food, I can have a nice house, and this will be my success. This is what the da'wat of batil is. That if I work and I get a good job, then I will be successful. Then I will have a good house. Then I will have everything at my disposal. But my respected Alis and brothers, but if the correct da'wat is given to this heart, then my respected Alis, what is the correct da'wat? The لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماص وتروح بطانا. That without any degree, without any business, without any job, my respected Alis and brothers, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? That if you place your trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my true raziq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only sustainer. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sustain me just as He sustained the birds. They leave the nest in the morning with an empty stomach, and they return with a full stomach. Who is sustaining them? Without any job, without any degree, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sustaining them. Look at the animals in the jungles, the fish in the ocean. Who is sustaining them? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected Alis and brothers, we have to give this da'wat again and again to this heart. Every person should speak to his own heart. Because he has to speak to himself that it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing, and no one besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing. We respect the Ahlul Sunnah. This is da'wah has to be given to the heart. If there's wrong da'wah is not given, then the wrong da'wah will be invited to others. We'll be invited to other things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because batil is out there bombarding us with the yaqeen of falsehood, with the yaqeen of ghayrullah, that everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing. In financial problem, then go into the bank. If you're in this problem, go to this person. If you're sick, then go to the doctor. At the first thing we turn to is things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have made other things our ilah. When we respect the Alism, brothers, that's why this kalima starts with la, to negate everything. To negate my job, to negate my abilities, to negate my capabilities, to negate everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing. That no economy can do, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. No job can do, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. No prime minister can do, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. No army can do, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. My intelligence can't do, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. My abilities can't do, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. My capabilities can't do, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. This doubt is to be given to the heart. It is only Allah. The la ilaha illallah. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no one besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected Alim, this doubt has to enter the heart. Why, my respected Alim, is when we pass away and in the qabr, that was we all know the questions of the Allahu Akbar, the examination of this world, the metric exams. If the questions are to leak, then immediately they will set a new paper. Why? Because no one must know the questions. So my respected Alim, brothers, the questions of the qabr, we already know it. Why, my respected Alim, brothers? The answers, we have to make preparation for the answers. It's not what's on the tongue or what our mind knows about the answers. It is what is in the heart will come out. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the heart, then when the question is posed, Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? What is meaning of Rabb? Rabb is all-encompassing meaning. That person who nurtures me, that person who looks after me, that person to when I'm in any condition, I turn to that person. And if it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come out. Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? And if anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in his heart is like a sponge. A sponge, if you take it and you dip it into milk and you squeeze it, milk will come out. Just like my respected Alism, brothers, when we are questioned on the day of Qiyamah in the Qabr, that Humar Rabbuk, whatever is in the heart, if Ghayrullah is in the heart, then Ghayrullah will come out. That thing which we turn to in time of need, in the time of any difficulties, in the time when we need something, who we turn to, that thing will come out. Why? Because we made that thing our Rabb. A time of need, we turn to that thing. But if we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we solve all our problems by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when the question is posed, Mar Rabbuk, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come out. In a similar manner, my respected Alism brothers, if you do not give da'wah, that the only lifestyle of success is the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then in the qabr, when they ask, ماذا تقول عن هذا الرجل? Then what do you have to say about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That if other lifestyles are more beloved to us than the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, other people are more beloved to us than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that will come out, my respected Alism brothers. That answer will come out. Why, my respected Alism brothers? We haven't given da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We haven't given da'wah to the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This da'wah has to be given again and again. Man Rabbuk, ma deenuk, ma taqul an hadha ar-rajul. All these questions, my respected Alism brothers, whatever is in the heart will come out. That's why, my respected Alism brothers, daily we have to make effort on this iman. Speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the first. There is no beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the first without any beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is last without any ending. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My health, my wealth, my life belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I own absolutely nothing. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who everything belongs to. The sun and the moon is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Day and night is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This yaqeen has to enter my heart. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran? قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to make it night until the day of Qiyamah, is there any other ilah that can bring the day? The next verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to make it day until the day of Qiyamah, is there any other ilah that can bring the night? It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The control of every condition, whether it is health or sickness, is the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is poverty or richness, is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether health or sickness, is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Happiness and sadness is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Profit and loss is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This da'wah is to be given again and again, my respected Alism brothers. Why, my respected Alim Mazi? If you not make effort on this iman, then what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاتُ وَسَلَامُ. And in the morning, a person will have iman. believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he won't realize the value of this iman which he got. By the evening he loses iman. Or in the evening he'll be a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the morning he loses iman. Why? يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. Not realizing the value of this kalima la ilaha illallah, not realizing the value of his iman, he'll be ready to sell his iman. He'll be ready to sell his iman. Why? Because he does not realize the value of this iman. So as I said, we'll only realize the value of this kalima in the day our eyes close. A kafir will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of qiyamah. And tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kafir will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will want to ransom himself from the fire of Jahannam. بِمِلْءِ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوْ افْتَدَابِي. And tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll fill this whole world with gold and ransom me from the fire of Jahannam. Save me from the fire of Jahannam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't accept it from me. Why? He doesn't have the minimum requirement to enter Jannah, this kalima la ilaha illallah. A kafir will come on the day of Qiyamah, he tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll fill this whole world and I'll give you another whole world full of gold. Save me from the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept it. A kafir will come on the day of Qiyamah, يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِي وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِي كَلَّا. He'll come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Tell Allah, take my wife, put her in Jahannam. Take my children, put them in Jahannam. Take my whole family, put them in Jahannam. Take the whole humankind, put all of them in Jahannam. But save me from the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, kalla, never. Why, my respected Alism brothers, the minimum requirement to enter Jannah is this kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. None of us have guarantee we're going to leave this world with this kalima. No imam, no alim, no professor, no doctor, no one has yaqeen, no one has conviction that he's going to leave this world with this kalima, la ilaha illallah. That's why we have to continue making effort. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدْهِ إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُونَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٌ فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابُ فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فَيَدْخُلَهَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the qasam in that being in whose hands lies my life, that a person, لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, his whole life he'll do the actions of people of Jannah until he'll be one hand span away from Jannah. He'll do an action which will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll do the action from the people of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will snatch his iman and he will pass away as a kafir. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُونَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٌ فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابُ فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فَيَدْخُلَهَا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. That a person's entire life, he'll be doing the actions of the people of Jahannam until he's one hand span away from the fire of Jahannam. He'll do an action from the people of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love that action, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with iman and hidayat, and he'll pass away as a believer. None of us have guarantee we're going to leave this world with iman. That's why we have to continuously make effort. This world is a jannat of the kafir, my sweet elders. We only can't work for this dunya and forget about our akhirat. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر. This dunya is a jannat of the kafir. And today we are hankering after this jannat. But respectfully, which jannat is better? The jannat where there is sickness, the jannat where there is worry, there is problems, there is difficulties, the jannat where there is sicknesses, where there is poverty, where there is ailments, or the jannat of the akhirat? Imagine, my respected Alim Razi, if you prefer the jannat of the kafir, then there is sickness in this jannat. There is worries, there is problems, there is calamities. But the jannat of the akhirat, what does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? That when a person enters jannat, it will be said to him, إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَحْيُوا فَلَا تَمُوتُوا أَبَدًا إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَصِحُوا فَلَا تَمْرَضُوا أَبَدًا إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَفْرَحُوا فَلَا تَيْأَسُوا أَبَدًا. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that a person when he enters jannah, then a caller will call out that now you'll have good health and you'll never ever get sick. You'll have eternal happiness and you'll never ever be sad. You'll have eternal good health and you'll never ever get sick. This jannat or the jannat of the akhirat? May respect the Alim Razi, if you want the jannat of the akhirat, you have to make an effort. You have to make a sacrifice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell Sahaba radiallahu anhu, man, ala inna sil'at Allahi ghaliyah, ala inna sil'at Allahi al-jannah. The commodity which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us, is selling to us, is very expensive. And what is it? It is jannah. We have to make an effort to get this jannah, to get this house of the akhirat. Jannah will not come free. We have to make an effort. We have to give some time. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has already purchased our health, wealth, and time. In lieu of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us Jannah. My respected Ahlul brothers, if you see what is the worry, what is the concern, what is the pain of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah had fikr. How every single person can, every single ummati of his can pass it with this kalima la ilaha illallah. They can leave this world with this kalima la ilaha illallah. This was the pain of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiallahu said they could hear from the Mubarak heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the sound of a boiling kettle. Why? Because of the pain and the worry he had for each ummati of his, how they can pass it with this kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. My respected Ahlul Bayt, this responsibility is also upon our shoulders. That how we can also have this worry, how we can have this pain of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this has to come with sacrifice, has to come with qurbani. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khatamul Anbiya, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Uzitu fillahi ma lam yudha ahad. وخفت في الله ما لم يخف أحد ولقد أتت علي ثلاثون من بين يوم وليلة ما لي ولبلال طعام يأكله ذو كبد إلا ما يواريه ابت بلال أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. The Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says that أذيتُ في الله, I was made to undergo hardship in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone was made to undergo. I was made to undergo fear in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone was made to undergo. وَلَقَدْ أَتَتْ أَلَيَّ ثَلَاثُونَ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَوْمٍ That 30 days passed in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't have sufficient food. They even could fit under the armpits of Bilal radiallahu anhu. Surat al-food. Aisha radiallahu anhu said, رَأِنَ الْهِلَالِ ثُمَّ الْهِلَالِ ثُمَّ الْهِلَالِ Two consecutive months and the fire was not lit in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offered to turn the mountains of Uhud into gold for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. Why may respect the Ahlul Bayt? So no ummati can have an excuse that I could not follow the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Say to them, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should follow the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains it in the Quran. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my way, this is my path. I invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I give da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala basiratin wa man ittaba'ani. Even those who claim to be the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's also their responsibility to call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected Ahlul Bayt brothers, in the past Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a Nabi, and the Nabi was sent to his nation. Or Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, and the Nabi was sent to a certain individual or to a certain town. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Madyan akhahum Shu'aiba, wa ila Thamud akhahum Saliha, wa ila Adin akhahum Huda. One Nabi to one town, one Nabi to one nation. But as for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I respect the Ahlul Bayt. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent right to the last baby to come before Qiyamah. How this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reach that person? May respect to the Ahlul Bayt. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got this responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Kuntum khayra ummah. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of you kuntum. Whether you're a doctor, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're an engineer, whether you're an alim, whether you're not an alim, whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you are black, whether you are white, kuntum, every one of you, kuntum khayra ummah. You have been placed in the best of ummah. Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ukhrijat linnas. You have been selected, you have been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the benefit of mankind. My respected Ahlul Bayt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected us to be in the best of ummats. My respected Ahlul Bayt, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, make him tafsir of this ayat. What does he say? Man sarrahu an yakuna min hadhihi al-ummah falyu'addi shart Allah fiha. Whoever is happy to be from the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he should fulfill the condition which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in this ayat. If he's happy to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he should fulfill the condition which Allah has placed in this ayat. Ukhrijat linnas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected us for the benefit of mankind to do what? Ta'muruna bil ma'roof, wa tanhuna anil munkar, wa tu'minuna billah. To invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to invite towards good, ta'muruna bil ma'roof, wa tanhuna anil munkar, wa tu'minuna billah. Forbid from evil and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the responsibility of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, my respected Ahlul Bayt brothers, not only we have forgotten this is our responsibility to invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to call others towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected Ahlul Bayt brothers, That's why we have our elders encourage us to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firstly, to make effort on our own iman. How I can protect my own iman? How I can pass it with this kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah? How I can leave this world with this kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah? And my respected elders and brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Hajjatul Wada, tell Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and all my companions, all those present here, now take this message to those not present here. And then my respected elders and brothers, we see the qubur of Sahaba radiallahu anhu throughout the four corners of the world. They heard it directly from with their own ears, from the mubarak mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're reading salah in Masjid al-Nabawi is 1,000 times more rewarding than reading salah in your own masjid. Reading salah in Masjid al-Haram is 100,000 times more virtuous than reading salah in your own masjid. But this, my respected elderly brothers, do not prevent them from leaving the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not prevent them from leaving Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwarah. Even they pass it on to us with sidq and amana. But they understood the pain and the worry and the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That every single person, this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should reach every baked and baked home. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should reach the four corners of the world. So we go today to Turkey, we go today to Syria, we go to Jordan, we go to Palestine, we go to so many countries of the world, we see the qubur of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Why did they leave the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why did they leave the Masjid al-Nabawi? Why did they leave Masjid al-Haram? Because they understood the purpose which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected them for. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected me and you for the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to strive out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we all make intention inshallah. Inshallah after the Maghrib salah also will be a program. We all request you to take part inshallah.